Tyler Bryden here. I'm wooing because I got something I'm real excited about today, and that is the DALI 2 prompt book. This is something that I'm in the title, I'm considering putting mind-blowing because it's just so much depth, so much to go into here. I'm very excited to walk through it. I am still early surface view on this, but I stumbled across it like many things that I stumble across on the web. I'm not exactly sure how I ended up here, but I think this is something based on some of the videos that I've been sharing on DALI, just what I'm seeing online, more and more people getting access to image generation systems. This isn't just applicable to DALI, this is applicable to all image generation systems, some incredible ways to do prompt design, prompt engineering. And I have posted a video on prompt engineering already, which, 165 views, all right, I know, I'm sad. But I think is going to increase in popularity, and things like this just sort of cement that in my head, that idea of prompt engineering, prompt design, is not going away, and we are moving into a space where people are getting access to these systems, and they are wanting to, and I'm going to refresh this page so we can hopefully start from page one, where people are spending a lot of money, or may be spending a lot of money as they become, there are open source versions, but there are more private versions coming, and they need to refine the prompts to get the output that they're looking for to avoid, unintended cost for these images, or maybe at some point, maybe business practical applications of this technology. In my case, I'm loving the explosion of creativity in art and personal generation that's coming from it. So originally, just a couple top of the level points, guy named Guy Parsons, he was originally responsible for the DALI Gallery, which is this site itself. Again, all links and resources will be here. And it looks like he is constantly exploring this, publishing this, has been doing it, for a little bit here, and some great sort of articles, even as I discovered the prompt book that I, understood here. So again, 18 features that we'd love to see in DALI 2 next. So he has a deep understanding from interacting with this with this technology of what's working, what's not, what would be valuable for these technologies. And I think, some really interesting insights to follow along beyond just this DALI 2 prompt book. But let's jump right into it. What is this? It is a free, first of all, 82-page ebook that is basically all about designing prompts for DALI. And it's version one. I like that they're doing this. I think this is something that will not remain static. This will continue to evolve. As people discover this, they're going to figure out new prompts or different methods or different techniques that are applicable and then relevant to be in this prompt book or whatever version of this. So no official affiliation with OpenAI, although I'm sure they're excited about this. And I love this sort of disclaimer right here at the start. Nothing you're about to see is real, for real. And so table of contents, and it covers a wide range. And what I didn't think, what is so amazing is from an understanding of sort of artistic expression, but then also photography, art history, like all these sort of categorizations that he's done is informing the way that we interact with these image generation systems. And, maybe some are a little more, vibes is a little bit more of a, subjective term, but photography, where you're actually putting technical sort of specifications of the image that you want, I knew that I had seen like hyper-realistic photography and things like that, but I didn't know just how deep this was going. And so this reveals that very nicely. And I'm not even sure how the best way to go through this video. You can see I'm just overly excited. I'm like, I got to check this out. Let's walk through this and we'll click through. I have clicked through the entire thing and made some notes on a couple things, but we'll just hover through and hopefully, you know me, I like to talk about this stuff. Just a little bit of a preface here. So as I said, Guy Parsons, thank you for putting this together. Already at the very start, seeing some incredible images and I think cementing some credibility that we're, first of all, that there's amazing, possibilities here, and holy fuck, we are living in the future. I can swear. And then what I like here is that there's a prompt, which is, what they're saying is like 400 characters or less, and that's a limitation that I actually wasn't fully aware of, that was 400 characters, because I do have access to this. I'm very glad to, but I'm not using it to its full extent, although this is making me want to play with it even more, and I feel sad because there are people out there who are really want access and are not getting it. And for that, there are alternatives. I'll post a couple, Midjourney, Wombo, et cetera, et cetera. There are more and more coming out as the surge in popularity of this takes place. And And because I had seen VQ, GAN, and Clip, and sort of different sort of open source image generation where it seems like there's a lot of more parameters that you can sort of play with to then generate the output that you want, whereas with DALL-E, much more, and this is some of the controversy, black box prompt, you know, base, where you don't have that same control. And so you're really not stuck, or and sometimes creativity comes in limitations, but you're limited to this 400 characters, and so you know, you have to do a lot with that. And this ebook talks about how you can maximize those 400 characters to get just incredible output. So it talks a little bit about you know, long versions and then also short. This one obviously a little bit of a longer one, this one a short, and talks about even sort of the the difference that you can get of predictability versus unpredictability with this tool, with this technology. I like that, you know, there's also an understanding you know, of here, when if it's studied 650 million images and captions, then it's drawing its own conclusions. So it's like, that's, I like this idea. It's like, you can't, it's not a regular man, and you have to discover what DALL-E is capable of. And then this, through all the testing, through all the work that Guy has done, and I'm sure interaction with other artists, following, seeing prompts, more prompts being shared, then there are continued sort of exploration, discovery of what's valuable, what's not. Sometimes less is more. You might even already be done with me talking about this. You might just be looking at this yourself. But like, I tell you, I don't want to do this. But I'm in here. I'm sorry. It's version one, and I'm gonna keep talking, keep going. Prompt design. I use the word prompt engineering. Maybe I'm wrong for that. I'm going to skip back for a second. I like this. Sometimes less, sometimes more. That was what I was sort of talking about, is there's creativity in short ones that come. And then sometimes if you go too specific, it might not work. And sometimes not being specific enough obviously doesn't work either. So there's lots of conflicts that we're already seeing in the random sort of image generation that DALL-E is doing. And so this, you know, as he sort of talks about, there's so many different things that you can do from a terminology standpoint, that if you understand some of the history of art or cameras or et cetera, you can include those in your prompts. Even, for example, specific lens in cameras, that actually has a hugely specific impact on the output that's coming from it. So again, I'm gonna just like jump through this and hit a couple things that I think are really fascinating, general vibes. So again, another thing that I hadn't necessarily have thought of, different variations of this: positive mood, low energy; positive mood, high energy; and then the impact that has on the art. And so there are words that then they are, you know, keywords and phrases that then they are adding along with that, that then support those moods, but then you can use as a, you know, addition to the prompt that you have to get the image that you're looking for. So super fascinating here. Also size, structure. So, you know, big and free versus small and structured. Those are very different images and sort of feelings, and then apparently outputs that DALL-E is putting together. So we've also got, this was where I sort of first, I think a lot of us first sort of came across, like, I, you know, saw some of these vaporwave images, people often using the word digital art. But I think if after you read this prompt book, after you check this out, you're going to go much deeper than just typing digital art. You now have real vibes, waves, punks that you can now do, a steampunk. Yeah, you know, I love steampunk, cybernetic, sci-fi. Like, these are super interesting things that then are, you know, now becoming very clear that we can use in our prompts and achieve a certain style, and that we know that DALL-E has at least some predictability of being able to add on. So incredibly fascinating here. Like, just the work, the thought that went in this, I think is just incredible. Framing, film type, shoot context, year and usage context, 1973 photo from Life magazine. And you can see that they're actually, you know, in this ebook, they are literally labeling almost like a sentence, subject, noun, predicate, etc. They're labeling that in how you're designing this prompt. So definitely more of a tactical, strategic, and like definition framework that is coming together for prompts, something that I don't think that we had really sort of set in stone before, really, again, at this early stage of where we are in this. So camera angles too, extreme close-up versus extreme long shot, thinking of that when you're generating your images, the position of the camera. This is one I published a video of from, I was like, low angle, I was doing like from the perspective of, or yeah, bird's eye view. And then I've seen the impact that that has had on the output of the image. So that's super, super interesting. The one that stuck out to me, like obviously shutter speed is a huge, you know, mechanism that you're using in photography. And then, you know, motion blur, just if there's more of an action shot too. So I went through college and did interactive media design and did some photography and videography. So some of this is, you know, familiar to me. And then some of it is, you know, much more expert level than me, but it's now creating access to anyone who wants to, you know, who wants to explore and maybe wishes they were these people. They can generate images at ridiculous quality. The other thing that I learned sort of through videography and film and just shift, like just the impact of light. I worked in an office where there was no natural light. It was horrible to get good lighting in videos, in sessions. And then I, you know, started to work in a place even right now where I have a beautiful window right here that's filling this room with natural light. And all of a sudden, you know, the videos or the images and the output is so much valuable. So you can do that same mechanism. Now we still got some, a little bit of freaky faces with DALL-E coming out, but you know, overall you can start to see the lighting prompts artificial as a sort of talking about versus an indoor light and how you can do it. And then there's obviously sort of natural light that's going into it. So film types, oh my God, like just, I can't even dive into all this. I will annoy you. I will start talking faster than I'm already talking, but I've seen, you know, some hilarious ones where we're seeing like, you know, trail cams. Now we've got CCTV and we all have this sort of almost visual understanding of this. And the fact that that the system is reflecting our visual understanding is just, it's just mind blowing. And so I'll jump through and I'll leave you to go through those as I sort of move on to a couple, you know, other sections of this. But like from the photography perspective, just insane what they're thinking about. A couple sidebars through this about, is prompting for living artists, like, okay. So you know, lots of challenges around how this works for art, how this works for, you know, creators, and how, you know, we've seen prompt-based arise, which I'll do a dedicated video on, and lots of controversy about that. And then of still a couple, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of evolution of how we're understanding this, especially as this starts to become more formalized and people are getting more predicted outputs and more valuable outputs that are being used and used in, you know, business, but then also sold and used in cover magazines and album art and all this stuff. We're going to see a huge shift here. So now we move into illustration styles. It's just laying it all out for us here, where we can literally put these as, you know, modifications on the prompt that we want, and then, you know, move forward and create really, you know, impressive and interesting outputs here. And so just a huge range that you didn't even think of in the actual TV show. So again, what is the intellectual property of these TV shows? These are questions that I'm sure are going to start to get asked. And this is one of the first ones that I started experimenting with, and I think many of us did, was like in the style of Monet or Van Gogh or whatever it actually is. And they're actually doing, you know, very specific artists who have, you know, a very well-known style to then populate these images. And so a couple other things that were, you know, fascinating here, as I continue to talk through, is like the early art history, the Renaissance, like different time periods, and then art that was it. DALL-E has an understanding of that through the images that captured, the labels, maybe the metadata that was provided with these images. Just incredible, the understanding of all different time periods that they had. So distinctive art styles, and then we're now seeing, I think, where we're head. We've already seen companies use, I saw Paul from Copy AI, he did a product prototype for a backpack with an avocado, and then that avocado was then created as a real backpack, and now he wears that backpack. He says it's the best backpack he's ever had. And so this power of creation that we now have, where we can render, here he goes. Yeah, so let's see if I can pull this up here. It's not gonna open. It's, I'll get this link here. Yeah, there we go. This was Paul that I was talking about here. He turned his iPhone into a star. Yeah, so use it to design the avocado backpack. So I'll link that in there. Super interesting guy, and I'm going to do some videos on Copy AI, which is more of a language generation tool, but incredibly powerful too. And has, you know, just reached, I think, about $8 million in recurring revenue. Just insane growth on that business as people use his GPT sort of enhanced technology technology to create content. So places and space, like we talk about interior design, prototypes and renders, and there's going to be people who are saying like, you know, there's so many limitations of this, but it's only going to get better. I think of, we already think of the acceleration that we've had already. Where are we going to be in you know, not, where are we going to be in 5 months? Where are we going to be in 2 years, 3 years, especially with the adoption, the interest, the value of this technology? So like, amazing, you know, actual real examples there, and then actually goes into like full blown, like almost tactical step-by-step guides on how to do it, including sort of this uncropping and outpainting, which has been really popular. And then also what we're seeing, I'm going to get out of here, yes, is the zooming out forever. So like we've seen these videos where it's like, keep zooming. And then you're sort of panning out, and these have now become these really beautiful videos. Those are becoming popular things online. People are going to understand how to do those best. The 2-minute papers does an incredible little sort of exploration of this, so I'm not going to be able to do it justice the way that he does, but there's these incredible murals that are being generated. You can see in huge high resolution, which is in sometimes limitations of other systems that DALL-E has now overcome, combining images, blah blah blah. It's wild. I shouldn't say so, blah 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 blah. It's like blah blah bow is what it is. And then just a showcase at the end here, and I look at these and I just think, holy crap, like just these are, you know, creating things like this is something I've wanted to be able to do my entire life, and I've never been able to. And now all of a sudden with language, you know, that I have deep love for, keyboards that I have deep love for, now people doing voice to art that I have, you know, I love voice, obviously. Now with even more of a mental model of how to get the output that I want, I just think we are empowering a new level of creation that is just absolutely insane. And I know there's some challenges here. I think there's a world that there's risk in here, but I also just, I can see the joy, I can see the excitement that people are getting from this. And I'm just incredibly grateful for Guy and whoever helped create this, maybe more, I don't know. It seems like this was sort of crowdsourced, but then Guy was the one who originally created it. For putting this out there and helping people achieve the creation goals that they have and that they want, because I think we're fulfilling a lot of fantasies and childhood fantasies and goals and dreams of people here. And he's got some other links and further reading, some thanks and notes. Yeah, so I know there was lots of people who supported this and friends and understanding. And, you know, I'm just grateful to have a chance to do this. I'm going to be spending more and more time looking at this. I think this will be looked at as like a huge breakthrough moment. And you know, I'm originally, it was July 11th, but it's been updated, and you know, I'm surprised there's actually not more people sharing this out. And that's why I was hoping to amplify it a little bit, with this video. I've seen some DALL-E, content go pretty well. And so, you know, I hope you enjoyed. I got a bunch of links, other things, here. I don't even know too many things. Some of them that came directly from, directly from that prompt book with sort of links and stuff, a couple other articles that I'd seen on it just posted, a couple of the videos that I had done on prompt engineering and then how to get access to DALL-E, and then a couple other videos that had taken a look at the DALL-E prompt book. So please feel encouraged to check this out. I've got all the links. Follow Guy. You know, make sure that if you're interested in this stuff, that you're keeping up to date, because I think if you're doing this, you're going to have a huge sort of, advantage or deeper understanding of how to create the images that you want. And we're moving towards a fantastical future. This was the mind-blowing DALL-E 2 prompt book. Thank you for checking this out. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great rest of the day. I look forward to, seeing what you're creating. I look forward to creating some more myself. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.